USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
About 100 Afghanistan refugees are being flagged for possible ties to terrorist organization. According to NBC News, of the 30,000 people evacuated from Afghanistan and headed to the United States, some 10,000 needed additional screening as of Friday. Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany of Wisconsin blasts the screening process for the Afghan refugees.
The State Department is basically running a human trafficking ring. It is clear that Secretary Mayorkas and the Biden administration, they're just waving people through on parole. I believe this is deliberate.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Over 600,000 people in Louisiana are still without power after Hurricane Ida. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards saying it could take at least 3 weeks for power to be restored to everyone in the state. USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network, so yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE. Bible.
The White House and other security agencies are warning about malicious cyber activity over this Labor Day weekend.
The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency and FBI are warning of potential cyber attacks over the holiday weekend. The agencies released an advisory citing a recent increase in major attacks launched over long weekends. The advisory pointed to the ransomware attack on Colonial Pipeline over the Mother's Day weekend and the Kaseya attack that took place on July 4th. The CISA says that it doesn't have a specific threat of an attack, but said that hackers know that IT teams are limited on holidays, leaving openings for them to exploit. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A firefighter has been killed battling the second largest wildfire in California history. CAL FIRE confirming the death on Saturday and saying three others were also injured fighting the Dixie Fire. The massive wildfire has burned almost 900,000 acres in five Northern California counties. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
According to a new ABC News Washington Post poll, 60% of those questioned say they disapprove of President Biden's handling of the situation in Afghanistan, while 30% questioned say they approve. The majority polled also say they support the president's decision to withdraw troops from Afghanistan and end America's war. A large percentage of respondents though saying they disapprove of the way the mission was handled. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie tells ABC's This Week he also is no fan of the way President Biden withdrew troops from Afghanistan.
There's a difference between stubbornness and strength. I didn't say he was too strong. I said he was too stubborn. And I think he disregarded the advice of his generals clearly in a way that
the
cost
generals were
fight.
Wrong for an awful long time
but,
as well.
But, George, this one was pretty easy. What he did was he put a cap on the amount of money that they could spend on the withdrawal. And he said, you spend it however you want. But the amount of money he gave them was not enough to keep Bagram Air Base open. You can't project strength if you look scared. And Joe Biden looks scared to answer questions. And then when he does, in an interview with you, he winds up not telling the truth.
That's what I was trying to say. He's not telling the truth. Circumstances change. He said it's different from what he...
But George, the outcome is different from what he said in the interview. He said, until every American is out of Afghanistan, our soldiers will not leave. Our soldiers left, and there are Americans still in Afghanistan.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.